COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
So today's theme can be...
it was a theme.
Nature.
It's been pretty good so far.
Hygiene.
I like nature better.
Nature.
We'll do hygiene. Hygiene next week.
Let's do hygiene in nature.
All right. Hygiene and nature. Yeah. Okay.
No, in nature.
Go for it.
Hygiene. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like when you see a dog with worms dragging itself.
Yeah. Well, animals are by their nature fairly unhygienic by our standards. But I mean, if you were a cat,
you've got that bark,
ass, is hygienic.
Yeah, because he gets all the clag out straight into the mouth and then you suck it back under and pop it back out again half an hour later.
Yeah, I just dropped my phone. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Well, this is another strong one. It's a Patreon today, so this is, they're really...
Oh, bad. Is it? These are the wankers who pay for it.
This is going to be good, this one. I can feel it building. My boys, my wonderful boys. I'm back, and this time I'm wearing the shorts with one leg longer than the other and a section for the balls. Miriam, come forward. It's time for you to dress me. Put the hat on, the gloves. Now, get the cape. It's time. I've dirtied myself. Get the empty San Miguel can. I'll put the rest of the residue in there. David, clean me up.
You all right, John?
Yeah, fine. Just getting in...
Yeah, anyway, how are you?
Good, just hanging out, you know. I've had a great time last week. Really enjoyed the show. Looking forward to this one.
You've been on a bit of a break, of course. You've been
went to Devon. Lovely Devon.
And show me Devon. Yeah, of course. Meatloaf just died, didn't he?
Yes, meaty.
Devon can wait. See, that's good, isn't it?
Good. I watched a documentary about Meatloaf, but they cut the end very short. I think it was just one they'd rehashed and they just, you know, put most of it on, but cut the end bit off. Because obviously, when they made it, he probably said something like, Meat's going from strength to strength. Next week, he'll be playing it, you know. But then Meat didn't.
At this pace, Meatloaf will live forever and ever. Yeah.
Meatloaf's world tour. Tickets of... And then it just stops.
Yeah.
Meatloaf sweated. He's a right sweater. Poor old Meatloaf. Good lad. Great lad. Love to
sweat. Good sweater. Wasn't he?
Great. Again, hygienic, you know, hygiene in nature. That's...
Loved sex as well. Very highly sexed, wasn't he? When he was highly sexed personally, you know?
Could you? I mean,
he was basically the Johnny Bonk of soft rock, wasn't he?
Awesome.
Johnny fucking Bonk, like, you know what I mean?
I got a fucking...
I done a fucking video, like, you know what I mean? I done a video, like, I was on a fucking big motorbike, like, and it was a brute to my legs, gave me all fucking warm and clammy, like, down below. So what I done afterwards, like... In a break, like a couple of the girls were working on the video. Like I said, come over my ear now and just have a little play around with yourself. Like nothing too dirty. Like
nothing to ward.
Kept their clothes on. Like, you know, but I fucking, you know what I'm like? I'm like a walking boner. Like I love it. I fucking soily sex. Like it's unbelievable. Like,
what the fuck
I'm
it
with
means?
The fucking
The reason I got them fucking meatloaf records, right, is they got a very small hole in the middle for the fucking middle of the record player.
But it actually matches.
It's incredibly long, my phallus, but it's incredibly thin, you see. So I get 14 meatloaf records and I slide them over the cheese.
Like one of them old-fashioned jukeboxes, like.
Tidy, ten pence in a slot.
They call him fucking jukebox dick, don't they? That's your nickname on a pub, right?
David Jukebox Dick, right? He gets fucking 40 pence, pushes up his arse gap, right? Straight on, right? 14 records.
You stick a 50p piece of his ring piece, like, and a fucking a 7-inch drops off his fucking old boy, like.
Fucking tidy. His phallus is fucking 42 inches long, but it's fucking 3 millimetres wide, but fucking hell. Like a bit of fucking spaghetti in his.
Yeah. Fucking Johnny fucking Bonk. I fucking love it, man.
King of the fucking jukebox, they call him, right? Fucking all the classics. He's got Blur, Girls and Boys. He's got fucking Oasis, Stand By Me. He's got fucking all the Meatloaf. He's got fucking every Pulp, fucking Electronica, all the bands, Johnny Marr, the fucking Smiths, all the classics, right?
All Kessel Maneuvers in the Dark, like.
He's fucking lovely, right? Problem is, right, the fucking needle don't go on properly because they're all clagged up with his jizzmy, see?
That's good, though.
Strong. Me and the guys, we fucking love it at the fucking club. Fucking die bends over, instant human jukebox, they'd call him.
I tell you, I got you, John, from back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the, probably heard me rustling around the place.
Oh, it's like
from back in the days of the magic box.
Oh, now.
Two Men, One Pub.
Which was the original podcast that only six people ever heard.
Yeah.
What have you got there, Mike?
I've only found the pot we used to keep all our little notes in.
Oh, the magic
box.
There's
characters. Oh. So I have a delve.
I have a delve of content.
I'll pick
instant
them at
content.
Random, right?
I can't wait for this, right? It's like
it's going to be fucking epic, like.
Oh, fucking amazing, right? I got fucking 40 pounds put up my bottom.
Incoming pain.
We tell them a shit. They listen to it, then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know, we just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hands may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. Become an official Claghound. Go to patreon.com/the demon seed.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA.
Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.